Welcome to episode 294 of the Tent and Thrive podcast, brought to you by Tent and Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. Tent and Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In the second part of 1 John 2 verse 14, the apostle says this, "I write to you, young men, because you are strong." In the previous verse, verse 13, and the end of verse 14, he asserts that these young men have overcome the evil one. These young men are strong and they are victorious. How so? What we skipped in verse 14 actually gives us the answer. "And the word of God abides in you." These young men who had gained some measure of spiritual maturity were known by the fact that God's word lived in them. The word of God had made itself at home in their hearts. We ought to be like these young men, desiring that God's word would abide in us. Each Thursday, we share with you verses for your reflection and edification from the book Under Study. Check out our website for a recommended list of 300 verses to memorize. That list includes 8 passages from the book of 1 John. 1 John 1, verses 6 to 7. "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." Light cannot have fellowship with darkness. 1 John 1, verse 9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." If we do not admit and accept that we are sinners, God cannot help us. We must identify our need of God to heal us from our sinfulness. 1 John 2, verses 15 to 16. "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." Bottom line, love God, not the world. 1 John 3, verse 13. "Do not marvel, my brothers, if the world hates you. Because the world hates truth, hates purity, hates light, hates righteousness, hates God, if we have fellowship with God, that world will hate us too." 1 John 3, verse 16. "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers." Self-sacrificing love. Are you willing to demonstrate that? 1 John 3, verse 18. "My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Love is proven by what we do. 1 John 4, verses 7 and 8. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." We cannot say we love God, whom we cannot see, and yet not love our brother, whom we do see. 1 John 5, verses 11 to 13. "And this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God." That's the bottom line. If you have the Son, you have life. Here are 14 more passages that did not make the list on our website that gives us a total of 22 for the book. 1 John 1, verse 5. "This is the message we've heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." Light cannot have fellowship with darkness. Again, we hear this point. First John 2, verse 1, my little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. There is no better advocate, defender, representative than Jesus. 1 John 2, verse 17, and the world is passing away with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. This is the key to eternal life. 1 John 3, verse 1, see what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. One version says, see what great love the Father has lavished on us. Through his grace, God has given us his love as an extravagant gift. 1 John 3, verse 6. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. If we are in Christ, we are changed. 1 John 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. We cannot believe everything that we read or hear. 1 John 4, verse 4. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. The Lord is greater than the giants you face. 1 John 4, verses 10 to 11. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Propitiation is a big fancy word. It's a two-part act that involves appeasing the wrath of an offended person and being reconciled to him. Through Christ, our sin debt is forgiven, and we are reconciled to God. 1 John 4, verse 12. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. We ought to desire that God's love be perfected. That should be our daily prayer. 1 John 4, verse 16. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. We cannot separate love from God. 1 John 4, verse 18, just the first part. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Enough said. 1 John 4, verse 19. We love because he first loved us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Love made the first move. 1 John 5, verse 4. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Did you get that? Faith is the victory. Maybe someone should sing about that. 1 John 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. We can approach God with boldness. There we have it. 22 passages from the book of 1 John. But besides these verses that we have highlighted, consider reading more as a part of your personal study. Father, thank you for the gift of your word. May it fill our hearts today and transform us so that we will be obedient to your will. Help us to read more, to grow more, and to encourage others based on that which we learn. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.